May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Today we celebrate St. Matthew's Day, the patron saint of tax collectors and bankers. As you may already be aware, early church tradition and some scholars have claimed St. Matthew to be the author of one of the synoptic gospels, although many modern scholars challenge this claim, holding that the Gospel of Matthew was written anonymously. But it is thought possible the Gospel may incorporate a source written by the disciple. In fact, in November 2022, our own dear John Barton wrote in the Candle in the Window, that it is unknown if the author of the Gospel was a Jew who had converted to the Christian faith, or a Gentile who knew a lot about Judaism. As the disciples spoke Aramaic and probably couldn't write anyway, it doesn't seem likely that he was a disciple of that name, as he wrote in Greek. Matthew was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus. In Christian tradition, he is also recognized as one of the four evangelists and is referred to as Matthew the Evangelist. Matthew, also possibly known as Levi, son of Alphaeus, was a tax collector in Capernaum. As a tax collector, he would have lived a good life, having gainful, if not respected, employment, possibly associating with influential members of the Roman society. But because of these factors, Matthew himself was actually despised by the Jewish community. But as we know, his life suddenly changed. And I'm sure the last thing Matthew would have expected of life would be that one day he would just walk away from his affluent lifestyle, his occupation. But when Jesus came to that tax booth, he did exactly that, answering Jesus's call to follow me, beginning his new life as a disciple of Jesus. Matthew is later believed to have travelled widely, spreading Christianity and founding churches in Judea, Ethiopia, and Persia. He is believed to have died a martyr in Ethiopia. As we celebrate this, his feast day, I believe as modern Christians, we should be asking ourselves, what can we learn from the life of St. Matthew? And I think the first question to ask is, has my life changed because of knowing and learning about Jesus? Well, I for one would have to answer yes. Secondly, we should reflect and question. If today, like Matthew, Jesus asked me to follow him, to walk away from my family, my home, what decision would I make? And would I even acknowledge that call? Or would I pretend that I hadn't heard it, endeavour to block it out? And that's certainly easier said than done. Somehow, that voice of Christ is persistent, impossible to pretend we've not heard, impossible to ignore. And as we read the Gospel of Matthew, we are instructed to listen and understand. Obviously, for us today, there is not the physical presence of Jesus holding out a hand and saying, follow me. But still, somehow, the voice of Jesus makes himself heard. We might well try to avoid listening and try to resist, but his voice will always be there. And when we receive that call, it becomes our responsibility to make one of the most significant decisions of our lives. Do I follow Christ? Or do I deny that call? Or even, do I say, this is not what I want to do? And I believe that if we decide to follow Christ's call, we are following in the steps of St. Matthew. We are committing ourselves, our lives, to following Jesus. We are committing ourselves to become a disciple of Jesus. A life-changing decision that is wonderful, fulfilling, and exciting. In Matthew 16, we are told to take up our cross and follow Christ. Words that are easy to say, but not always easy to do. Today, as modern Christians living in a modern society where strong religious beliefs can be viewed with suspicion, not really fitting with how many people live today, we have to accept that there may be criticism, skepticism, even ridicule. But we have taken that decision to follow Christ, to try to live as Christ lived, to live a life in which we respect, love, and care for each other. Obviously, we have the life of Jesus as our example. We know we should endeavour to emulate his life, a life of love and sacrifice, to live a life which gives blessings both on earth and in heaven. The Bible teaches us that Jesus was a meek man who lived his life reaching out to those society scorned, ministering to the sick, the mentally ill, all who society cast aside. And as a tax collector, Matthew also experienced society looking down on him, not because he had leprosy or was a beggar, but because of his profession as a tax collector. But when Jesus reached out that hand and said, follow me, he obeyed, undergoing his transformation from a despised tax collector to a follower of Jesus. As Christians, we become part of the body of Christ when baptized. And this is frequently a decision made for us by our parents. But at some point in our lives, perhaps as an older child or even as an adult, it is our responsibility to commit ourselves, to continue in our spiritual journey to following Christ, to take up our cross and follow Christ. As we learnt, Matthew is believed to have walked away from a wealthy, affluent lifestyle. Today, in our reading from Luke, we are told, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. Hopefully, none of us will be asked to die as a martyr for our faith. But as his spiritual children, we must always walk in the truth. And to live a Christian life may not always be reflective of the worldly values of many today. As followers of Christ, we should aim to live a God-centered life, reflective of God's principles, and try to be a positive influence in the world, seeking to always preserve what is good, to be a light to those who are seeking, supporting, enabling others to see the way, guiding them towards God's truth. And as we walk through dark and difficult times, the times we will all experience, and even times when God feels distant. We must never doubt that he is there walking beside us. We must always trust in his love. Know he is with us, loving, caring, protecting. We must have faith that ultimately we will know the truth and be with God. And just as St. Matthew followed Jesus, we must not be ashamed to proclaim our faith, to be a light, a gentle light, to illuminate the world and guide those who are seeking a better way to live. We must never be afraid to hide our love for the Lord. Never be afraid to be proud to say, I am a Christian. Never be afraid to stand up for what we believe in. And ultimately, St. Matthew lived a life which reflected his faith. In Matthew 5, we are told, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let each of us be that light. Show others the way to go forward into God's kingdom. Amen.